Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Yu Chen,
Ava,
and Asha,
with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, while there are no current warnings of drought, the second driest summer has been recorded in areas of southern Queensland. 200 kilometers southwest of Brisbane, the town of Carrara only experienced 94 millimeters of rain, with the Bureau of Meteorology stating that there's only a 35% chance of above-average rainfall from April to June. Grazier Dogold Spensley said after the lack of rainfall covering and encouraging the growth of his grass, he had to sell 120 livestock in order to lessen the stress of his business. At Carrara, creeks and dams are also drying up, leaving grass to be thin and scarce, seeing the most dry conditions over the last 4 months being in the bottom 10% of the historical record.
In other local news, authorities and experts are urging people who go to Glasshouse Mountains to heed safety warnings, as three incidents have happened over the last few weeks. In March, Jack Thatcher and L'Oreal Georgina, both 18 from Brisbane, died after falling more than 50 metres while descending Mount Biwa. 2.5 weeks later, a woman was found dead after a fall at Mount Tibragargan. The Queensland Fire Department says its mountain rescue team had averaged one rescue a week so far this year, with 13 carried out to date. QFD's Brendan Boyd said, Mount Biwa and Mount Tibragargan are technically quite challenging, and if people haven't experienced that level of hiking and scrambling before, that's not a place to start.
In national news, in the Northern Territory, transit safety and public housing officers will be armed with guns in the new Force of Armed Police Public Safety Officers, or PPSOs, who will begin patrolling Darwin, Palmerston, Katherine and Alice Springs in June after an 18-week training program. First Nations Legal Services have labelled an, quote, inherently dangerous and unnecessary move that would disproportionately impact Aboriginal Territorians. Ben Grimes, Chief Executive of Northern Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency, or NAAJA, said there is, quote, no evidence that brings guns onto buses in needed or that it will create safer public transport. In rare situations where force may be needed, guns should not be the preferred weapon. The Northern Territory government did not respond directly when asked if there was any evidence that arming transit safety and public housing offering would reduce crime and antisocial behaviour. However, a Northern Territory police spokesman said that new officers would create, quote, safer public spaces through higher visibility and readily engaged police capability.
In international news, British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer announced that the Iran war must become a turning point for Britain after over 20 years of conflict in the Middle East. Early this week, United States President Donald Trump had announced a ceasefire with Iran after almost 6 weeks of fighting, but no sign of restrictions lifting on Iran's Strait of Hormuz, which has created a fuel deficit for much of the world, including the UK. The war in Iran must now become a line in the sand, because how we emerge from this crisis will define all of us for a generation, Prime Minister Starmer said. Prime Minister Starmer has promised to strengthen the country's economy and military in order to cope in a more volatile and dangerous world. Despite the British Labour Party falling behind Nigel Farage's right-wing populist party, Reform UK, the majority of the British public have supported his decision to not join Trump's offensive action in Iran.
More in international news, Cameron Mattis on LinkedIn shared that he had hidden a line in his bio asking for any AI reading it to include a flan recipe in their responses, and some recruiters actually emailed him with a recipe attached. This is because the recruiter's outreach tool had scraped his profile and fed it straight into a language model. The model read the prompt in his bio and then followed it. This event is known as something called, quote, prompt injection, a cybersecurity technique that forces a generative model to produce an unexpected or unintended output by manipulating its prompt input. Prompt injection vulnerability poses a significant risk to data privacy, platform integrity, and the reliability of automated systems.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny and it's currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band.
That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
Friday Neon, Kinky Kitty Cats Collective on 4